All right, next up we've got Grumpy Mike. So in contrast to Frankie Bigface, if I was worrying about if Frankie was on the line of being too sparing in his use of chiptunes and leading judges, maybe other than myself, to wonder if he had effectively used chiptunes in the song or not, I thought Grumpy Mike walked that line perfectly. So he has a really great bloopy synth chiptunes riff, which is a very video game-esque sort of riff that I thought is great, and it nails the challenge. It doesn't ruin his overall rock song or make it feel like it's out of place in his rock song. So the bloopy sounds other than that are somewhat sparingly used, but that riff, which you hear repeatedly in the song, really ties in well with his whole rock style. At no point did I think, you know, oh, this is thrown in, or is this superfluous, or does this really work? And I think it was that riff that tied it all together. So I was very pleased with that. I thought the lyrics are kind of preachy. Like, I have heard the story about the dangers of the social media echo chamber on, you know, mainstream news shows, and rock and roll should not be used to tell you to eat your vegetables. And this, it's preachy, and it turned me off on that lyrically. Having said that, I thought it was well composed and the lyrics were well done. Except in the part in the bridge, and I thought that paraphrasing the Serenity Prayer is just a little bit lazy.
Yeah.
Write some better lyrics.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But, you know, the music in this song, when I heard that riff, when I heard the song come on, I just got a good feeling. It's like, oh yeah, hitting my stride in the playlist. I'm liking this. I like this song. Never skipped it. Wanted to hear it. I'd go listen to it again right now.
All of my reviews at this point are just me trying to find trivial dings for great songs. And this is another great song. The performance is really impressive. Those rhymes are great. Those rhymes are really nice, really on point. And the bridge is comparatively weak. And yeah, you know, that was probably on purpose for variation and dynamics, if I'm being generous about that. So anyway, it's a great song with two dings that it doesn't deserve, but I'm giving them anyway. First one is that weak bridge, and the second one is that it's a negative, long-form complaint song. But again, it's a great song, wonderful rhymes, and wonderful cadence, except in the bridge. So those dings are pretty insignificant in comparison to the strengths of this great, great song. And I agree with you wholeheartedly about the preachiness of it, and how we've kind of heard a lot of stuff like this before, not just on the news, but I think there's even been some song fight songs about it. So it's well-worn territory, I think, but I like it. I like the song. I like the sound of the song. I think if it were about something less trivial than this, then I think I'd like it a lot more.
One thing I did notice about the way he sang this song is that there's grit in his voice pretty much the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I know he can sing clearly, and I know his vocal coach would probably prefer that he sing clearly. But I feel like, you know, he could have used the grit more sparingly and the sort of gravel a little bit more sparingly. As it is, it was all the time, I felt like. So,
yeah.
But still, he hit every note. I mean, he's certainly a good singer. I just kind of wish he would vary the tone up a little bit.
Okay.